Failure in our day often carries with it shame. The shame not just of having experienced failure, but of being a failure. And facing this feeling is one of the hardest things a human being can do. The caves in our lives are perhaps the most wonderful places of all to find that you are loved by God. If you know, if you really know, that you are loved by God, when you feel the weight of failure, then there is no place where you will be beyond the confines of His care. One of the greatest gifts failure can give us is the recognition that we are loved and valued by God precisely when we are in the cave of failure. A spiritual mentor was asked, "How do you assess the well-being of your soul? How do you gauge your spiritual condition?" The mentor said that the first question he asked himself is this: "Am I growing more easily discouraged these days? Because if I'm walking closely with God, if I have the sense of God being with me, I find that problems lose their ability to damage my spirit." Sometimes failure simply involves our failure to persist in trying when we should continue. The following best-selling books were rejected by a number of publishers before being finally accepted. Richard Hooker's MASH was rejected by 21 publishers. Thor Heyerdahl's Kon-Tiki by 20. John Livingston Seagull by Richard Bach, 18. Patrick Dennis's Anti-Mame, 17. And Dr. Seuss's first book, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was rejected 23 times before finally being accepted. Failure can be a good teacher. A book called Art and Fear shows how indispensably failure is tied to learning. A ceramics teacher divided his class into two groups. One group would be graded solely on the quantity of work. 50 pounds, receive an A. 40, B, and so on. The other group would be graded on quality. Students in that group had to produce only one pot, but it better be good. With a show of hands for quantity or quality, which group created the best pot? How many say quantity? How many say quality? Okay, most of you said quality. That was my first reaction. Amazingly, all of the highest quality pots were turned out by the quantity group. It seems that while the quantity group kept churning out pots, they were continually learning from their disasters and growing as artists. The quality group sat around theorizing about perfection and worrying about it, but they never actually got any better. Trying and failure, learning from failure, and trying again works a lot better than waiting for perfection. No pot, no matter how misshapen, is really a failure. Jonas Salk did not have over 200 failures in creating the vaccine for polio. He just found 200 ways that didn't work. When Peter got out of the boat, he was in the quantity group. His water walking was not a piece of perfection. But after it was done, Jesus helped him learn about his failure. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" His faith was a little stronger than the 11 disciples in the quality group. And the next time, Peter's faith would be even stronger. Has your faith grown through failures? The cave of failure often offers a precious chance to learn. But we must be willing to ask courageous questions. Am I chasing the right dream? Is what I'm pursuing consistent with God's calling on my life? Am I operating out of what God made me to do, or out of my own needs for appearing important and significant? Am I willing to remain in the cave if it means being true to God?